Hello, Peter Lynham. Can you hear me, Peter?
Mihao from Beijing.
From Beijing?
How are you?
What was that again?
From
Mihao?
Beijing, yes.
Welcome.
Yes, I'm in the Yulegong Tibetan Buddhist temple this morning.
How fitting.
Looking with absolute fascination at the way young Chinese are picking up their joss sticks and bowing and worshipping. I'd say vast majority. Lighting the incense, bowing and praying at dozens of altars in this extraordinary huge temple, a Buddhist Tibetan temple, the Yulegong temple. Fascinating.
Sounds it.
Well, why on earth are you in China, Peter?
So I'm in China. The New Zealand Studies Centre set up by the government is at PKU, Beijing Daosao. That's I'm most famous of the Chinese universities, and so it's Batty's turn to run the lecture series, and I'm doing two lectures, one last Wednesday, on this coming Wednesday. Today I'm going to talk about New Zealand society, culture and religion, so it will be interesting on Wednesday, because I had thought ordinary Chinese are very secular, and I've been intrigued at looking today and seeing that in the context of a religious site, they sort of want to try out religion.
That's quite fascinating.
Give it a hoon.
Just
give it a
experiment, if you will, with the different religions and
yes,
the different flavours.
And their experimentation, and you can see them getting into it. They start, it's a very, very big shrine. And Tibetan Buddhism, of course, it's gone through a whole set of political evolution. All mention of Dalai Lama has vanished, and it's all the Panchen Lama that's here. But it's as though they start at the beginning of the first, they get free joss sticks, and then they move on, shrine by shrine, altar by altar, and get more and more into the praying and the waving of the incense.
Great.
Incredible. Now, Peter,
we were
going to just quickly maybe touch on Simon Bridges, because in the local media, there's been a little bit of a kerfuffle about Simon Bridges and his links to the Exclusive Brethren. Do you have any comment on this?
Yes, I saw that. I think it would take a bit of work to make sense of this. There's no question about it that the National Party has received over the years significant gifts from Exclusive Brethren members, including its individual members, never the church, I don't think. And I think the Exclusive Brethren regard the National Party as their best hope to ensure influence. And why Bridges made such a muck-up of putting the gift on the wrong in the wrong ledger seems very typical of Simon Bridges. I suspect that's the heart of it.
Yeah, you don't think there's anything deeper or more sinister at play here, Peter?
I think Simon probably just loves the word exclusive in front of everything, and he's probably like, I want a piece of that. I'll take that religion from
home. Well, it could be so. I'm too far away from the action to have a real sense of that, but there's certainly, I mean, you can go back to Don Brash in his National Party days, you know, and there were significant connections. Effectively, the Exclusive Brethren are always looking for friendly relationships where they can lie through donations on being given a sympathetic ear.
Mm.
And of course, they've got lots of need for a sympathetic ear.
So that's kind of the motive for getting behind a religion in this country, not so much for voting. Like, did Jacinda have an obvious religion that she was out front going, I believe in this? You know, it's not really, it's more of an American situation, that kind of wearing your religion out there on your sleeve so everyone can vote accordingly.
Yes, but there is quite a striking difference between National and Labour in this respect. Mm. Labour once had an alliance with the Catholic Church, especially, but the National Party has always linked them with, traditionally, with conservative religion. But you see, mostly that in the old days was Anglican and Presbyterian. These days, those are not significant forces. Mm. So they look to conservative groups Look what's happening in Australia, where the current Prime Minister is linked with a Pentecostal church.
All right, Peter. Well, we'll keep it short and sweet this evening. Enjoy the rest of your time.
The rest of your time. And I'll go back to my temple.
Did we call you Collect? I think we called you Collect, didn't we?
I do hope so.
Hey, have a good trip, mate. We'll get the details when we talk to you next, I guess.
It's good. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.